Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, health and wellness, but specifically menopause. My guest is Dr. Christiane Northrup. She is an OBGYN, a visionary pioneer, and an advocate in women's health, an internationally respected writer and speaker, and creator of Amata, a revolutionary product with tremendous potential for rejuvenation during menopause. Dr. Northrup is dedicated to supporting women of all ages, which I love. She has written 8 books. Her first, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, was a New York Times bestseller, and in the words of Oprah Winfrey, a Bible. Dr. Northrup loves to educate women on what can go right with their bodies. She is here today to talk about her new groundbreaking product, Amata, which is derived from the plant root, I hope I say this right, Puraria mirifica.
You got it right.
Awesome. Dr. Christiane Northrup, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How exciting to have a show about women entrepreneurs. This is really unusual. I love it.
Well, thank you. I actually created the show almost 3.5 years ago because I am a woman entrepreneur, and there wasn't any affordable quality advertising for us, you know, women at home in our home office in our basement. So yeah, that's where it all came from.
Love it.
Awesome. Now, Amata, what does it mean?
It means ageless and eternal in the Thai language. And the root, Puraria mirifica, comes from this very specific region of Thailand where the root has been used for 700 years. But
I
it
know.
Got it. It wasn't really identified by the West until about 1930. And the Germans called it the miracle root, so that's mirifica.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And both men and women use it. But when I heard about it from Dr. Sanford Schwartz, and this was really interesting because I heard about it, and then I met him. I was on vacation. I'm not kidding. I was on vacation in Sicily, and the guy calls me on the phone, and he says, and this is really the God's honest truth. He said, Archangel Michael told me that you would be the person to get this out to the masses of women who need it.
Wow.
And that got my attention.
Okay, yeah. You're giving me goosebumps right now.
Right. And so then what happened is I had to get into the area of business. And you know that as a woman entrepreneur, our biggest obstacle is thinking small and playing small, you know, and sort of thinking of ourselves, oh, I have this little bake sale thing.
Yeah.
And then in my case, too, with being a physician, you got to be sure that you're not giving medical advice per se. And there's also the deal of the FDA and the FTC. The wording that you must use around a product like this has to be very precise. In other words,
I'm sure.
I can say to you, this product really helps with sound sleep, but I can't say this product treats insomnia. You see?
Okay.
And the reason that that I can even do this is that menopause and the menstrual cycle are natural occurrences in the human female. And they have, God knows, the medical profession has tried, but they are not considered medical conditions.
Oh, boy. Well.
Right.
Well, now, you basically have dedicated your entire life to not only supporting women, but celebrating all that we really can be as women. Why did you decide to become an OBGYN practitioner way back when?
Yeah, way back when. I cried when I saw my first birth in medical school. I mean, I literally just about fell to my knees in wonder. I come from a holistically oriented family. We grew up on organic food, and my parents spiked our orange juice with vitamin C. So I came from a real health-oriented family. My parents were joggers long ago. I did yoga when I was 13. My mother was doing yoga. And so I grew up that way. But there was something about when I saw that baby born, and then when I was in the OBGYN rotation at Dartmouth Medical School, that just really did it for me. It was as easy as breathing to sit with a woman in labor. And so that's what I eventually went into. I did my training at Tufts New England Medical Center in Boston and delivered a lot of babies at the late, great St. Margaret's Hospital for Women on Dorchester Hill.
Wow. But you really wanted to make it more of a positive experience.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Because what you experienced was not so positive.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, when I first came in, what's interesting is fetal monitoring was just becoming popular. And, you know, and the belief was that this would save all kinds of babies from getting cerebral palsy and birth anoxia and defects. What really happened is that the C-section rate just soared, and we've later learned that things like cerebral palsy happen long before birth. They're generally a problem with the placenta or the health of the mother-baby dyad. And so now, even though there isn't any evidence that fetal monitoring proves birth outcomes, it's so in the culture now that it's just considered normal.
Yeah,
and,
I think
you know, so the C-section rate now is 25% to 30%, and when I started in, it was more like 10%. So we've made major surgery the way you have a baby. But I also saw everyone was getting a spinal at St. Margaret's when just before delivery. So they'd go through labor, and then the anesthesiologist would come in, give them spinal anesthesia for the birth itself. And then the mother would just fall asleep, and then you'd have to drag out the baby with forceps. So I knew there had to be a
different way
than this.
Yeah, and I think I saw you say somewhere on one of your videos that even in other countries like Brazil, it's more like 100, almost 100%.
Yes, that's right, for the C-section rate. Right.
Now,
and so, you know, this is crazy. Obviously, a C-section is life-saving when necessary, but really no more than 10%.
Yes, and I love the way you speak, and I love your insight and how you share your thoughts. You're so simplistic, but so profound in the way that you talk about things. I saw you on PBS, and one of the things, I can't believe that was almost a year ago.
I know, right?
And we have to go to break, but one of the things that stuck with me is you stood there and you said this whole thing about the exercise phenomenon, you know, do the one that you will do. And it was such a profound statement for myself, because I myself have tried a million different things. But we do have to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us. I want to share some more information about this amazing product, Amata. My guest is Dr. Christiane Northrup, and you can Google her. You can go to drnorthrup.com or amata.com, put some dashes in there. But you're pretty much very visible if you just Google a little bit.
Yeah, we got rid of the dashes. So it's amatalife.com.
Amatalife.com.
Amatalife.com, no dashes.
I saw that too. Okay, you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article, or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Don't go changing, try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good. The bad times, I'll take you just the way you are.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Dr. Christiane Northrup. And she created this groundbreaking product called Amata, and which I am taking. I'm very excited to say it's only been a couple of weeks, but I am seeing a little bit of changes and very positive changes. So I chose that song because I wanted to share that we kind of want to change the mindset, but we don't want to change who we are.
Right. By the way, I love the song. Who was the singer?
Diana Krall. I have goosebumps right now. She's beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Great. Thank you. I have to get that cover. I've got a big, music collection.
I know, and I was going to put Pussycat Dolls in their buttons, but it just didn't fit. I know you have that as one of your favorites.
Well, I'll tell you what. But here's the thing. Menopause is just adolescence in reverse. You remember who you've always been. So you want to consult your inner 11, 12-year-old, because if you're around 11 and 12-year-old girls, you know they will tell you what's on their mind. Mm-hmm. And then the hormonal veil falls, and we become more docile because it makes sense. This is our time to either fit into a workplace or a family or both. And then we're in our reproductive years where we're generally focused on how we can give birth to the dreams of others. And then when it comes to menopause, and this is, by the way, perimenopause is a 6 to 13-year process.
Yes.
Where you begin to skip ovulations. I had a woman on my radio show on Wednesday, and she was just starting to have a few little changes, periods a little bit irregular and so on, and she realized that what her problem was, because, she called, do I need to go to the doctor? The periods are a little more irregular, da-da-da-da-da. And then she did the thing that we should really never do, and that is start to Google little different symptoms. and I told her, no, what she was describing was so normal, so regular. And what it came down to was that she was grieving the loss of her younger self. And I think that is, whenever we move forward into a new phase of life, we have to grieve what we're leaving behind. So you and I are talking in August, and many people listening will have children who are going back to college. Or maybe their last child is finally leaving the home. And this empty nest thing is very real. You've spent your probably the last 15 years making meals, driving kids to soccer practice, on and on and on it goes. And then suddenly, boom, there you are, either alone or facing your spouse or your partner, who you haven't really talked to in this way for for me, it's like, oh my God, it's just me and Fred now.
Yes.
And the kid has become, I mean, we could get into it, but we spend a lot of time with what's best for our kids. So there's a grieving process as you are giving birth to the new. So the new is being born, but it's kind of, the roots are just going down and you can't really see the new part yet. It takes a while. So that's what this perimenopausal time is. It's a 6 to 13 year process where you move into more wisdom. The brain hormones, FSH and LH, that were high only during ovulation when we're maximally receptive to cross-pollination, those remain high after menopause for the rest of your life.
Oh.
So it's a very interesting time. And what I want women to know is libido does not go away. It doesn't need to go away. If it is going away, it means that you're just kind of rebooting to a new level. You don't need to lose muscle mass. You don't need to lose cardiovascular or breast health. All of that stuff, it's what our culture teaches us. You know, so we teach that, you should have your first mammogram at 40 or 50, but that's very individualized. So we take the herd approach as doctors. That's what we're taught to do. And none of that is necessarily applicable to an individual woman.
But yeah, to every person, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big rebirth. It's a big rebirth time. And you often see women have another baby, you know, at age 42, 43, because their soul, sometimes it's the right thing to do. Many women are having their first baby at 42, 43. That's interesting. But if you've already got three kids and suddenly you find yourself pregnant, it's often a way, especially when the women come in and they say, I don't know how this happened. It's like, really? Because you have an MD, PhD? I find this hard to believe. It's that it's a big change, and you've got to know you've got to be comfortable with not knowing what's coming next. Our culture is amazing at do this, do that, do this, do that. And then when a woman is over 50, our culture is only just beginning to know what do you do with this kind of woman. And I thought that the TV show Frankie and Grace with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda was, a very good stab at it, you know, because that show had some profound moments. And so we're just starting to this era where women in their most powerful, their most sensual, their most confident, the most fun years. This is when our culture has pretty much disappeared us.
Well, I mean, but we're still, you're saying embrace the unknown, and it's the fear of the unknown sometimes is what's a little intimidating.
Yes, it is. So the major thing I want women to know is you don't need to suffer through sleepless nights, hot flashes, loss of libido, loss of moisture, dry eyes. My supplement takes care of all that, and it does it beautifully and safely. But the rest of it, like the birthing the next version of yourself.
Yes, I love the way that you phrase that menopause, you know, we go through where we, you know, most women birth children through their childbearing years. And then the menopause, I love the way you've coined it. It's the rebirthing of you.
Yeah. It really is. And what happens is if you do not give birth to what needs to come through, it will often take the form of some kind of an illness or some kind of something. Yeah, and now this is not to blame anyone. That's not what we're talking about, because the part of us that is creating it is our soul trying to get our attention to bring us more fulfillment than we could ever imagine. So one of my big story for me was the divorce that I went through when I was going through menopause, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show when the first version of The Wisdom of Menopause came out. They were really interested in that, because what I realized for myself was, all of the stuff that hadn't been working for years in the marriage just became so obvious to me, but it's not so obvious. It's the same stuff that maybe you've been concerned about since you were 37. But now when you're 47, you go, wait a minute, I'm not sure that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. But we need to be very gentle with ourselves, because the thing about feeling like it's a death, in 1900, the average woman was dead at age 42.
I know.
So this is it's a new phase that all of us humans are going through together.
Well, we do have to go to break, but I want to mention that I think that there must be statistics out there that women, there's more divorce rates happening when we are going through this menopause state. There must be.
Yes.
But when we come back, I'd love to know, is there anything that doesn't happen to our bodies during menopause? How about that? So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Dr. Christiane Northrup, and you can go to Amata Life. Is that right?
AmataLife.com.
And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering, so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Stare at my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Love that song. And I love that she says it's okay not to be okay. And I love that you believe in crying. So you say that a lot. I think I've heard you say that a lot. What is there anything that doesn't happen to us during this period of perimenopause or menopause? Because the list is just so long of the things that we can experience.
Well, the list is long, but please remember that those are all things that are also the list that is PMS. There are over 100 symptoms for PMS, premenstrual syndrome, and all of the perimenopausal symptoms are just PMS on steroids. And here's the thing for women to remember. I would never write a book called, like, What to Expect When Expecting Menopause, because it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm.
Many, many women, when they change their lifestyle and they, I've had women pump iron through the menopause and get rid of all symptoms, stop sugar, stop alcohol, and find that all of their symptoms just went away. So here's what it really is, and I want everyone to hear this. We suddenly think, oh, you stop skipping periods, and then bam, your body starts to betray you. That is not it. Mm. What happens is that your body, when you were in your teens, said, I don't think it's such a great idea to drink all that alcohol and stay up all night, but we'll give you a pass. In your 20s, it gives you a shorter pass. In your 30s, which is sort of the peak PMS years, your body is starting to say, this is really not a great idea. And if you keep ignoring it, by 45, 50, your body said, time's up, honey. Mm. And that's what this is. It's not, we blame it on hormones.
Yeah.
But what we really have to do, so for instance, HDL cholesterol, my HDL cholesterol was very, very low in my 20s and 30s. It's much higher now. That's the good cholesterol. It's supposed to be higher, but I didn't get the lifestyle right until much later. So what I like to show people is how much can improve as you get older. And as Dr. Mario Martinez says, aging is getting older is inevitable. Aging is optional. And that's a really important quote. Aging is optional, but
yes,
getting older is inevitable, we hope. And so the symptoms are very much related to lifestyle. But let's just say in the majority of women in the United States, you're going to probably find some hot flashes, some sleepless nights, night sweats. And then there's this thing called brain fog. I kind of like the brain fog because, first of all, because I've always had it. And second of all it is your attention is going into your right hemisphere where your intuition and music and all of that stuff lives. You're becoming more intuitive. And so what if you forget someone's name for a minute? It means that you're spending more time in your right hemisphere. Oh. And I just read a recent study that said that giving people estrogen, you know, prescription estrogen, actually has not been shown to do anything for cognitive function. So people believe, oh, well, you know, now when I'm not on estrogen, then I'm going to get Alzheimer's disease and all the rest. This is not true, but what is interesting is if you have your ovaries removed, you're much more likely to get some kind of a neurological disease because the ovaries produce hormones throughout the life cycle, and when they're not there, not working, the adrenals will produce a small amount of hormones, and all those things can be improved with the right supplements and so on. And that's why the Amata stuff contains selenium and methylated folate and B12 and also some kelp because so many women are deficient in iodine. And when you supply these things, then somehow the body goes, oh, thank you. I needed that.
Well, now, so you talk a lot about biological clocks and your chronological clocks. Do you want to sort of share with the listeners your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I really love that concept, which was popularized on a website, Real Age, a doctor in Cleveland. And so here's what we know. Chronologic age is the age on your driver's license. Biologic age is the age of your cells. So if you, let's say, stop smoking, you will reverse your biologic age. So in other words, you can be 80 going on 50 or 50 going on 80. And that's why I tell people don't state your age, because what we do, and we all do this, I do this, we pigeonhole somebody based on their age. So one of the things I do on a regular basis, you can only do this three times, so let me warn you. But I changed my birth date on Facebook. And the reason that I did that was I wanted to see how the ads changed over on the right. Because we are all swimming in a cultural soup, and we believe what our culture tells us. So,
oh, my God, I'm doing that. I'm totally doing that. You can only do it three times, you said?
Three times, yep. So decide what age you want to be for the last time you do it. Okay.
Oh, for the last time you do it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, so sort of creep a little bit younger.
Yeah. Yes. Play around with it.
I don't feel like I'm my true chronological age.
No. No. You probably aren't. A lot of us are not.
Yeah.
Because if you were to line up a bunch of women, and let's say, and you told everyone, okay, these women are all 55, I will assure you, some are going to look 35 and some are going to look 80.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. And that's why, rather than even having that conversation, you know, I just don't want to have that conversation. Well, now that I am 50, you know, it's normal for me to fill in the blank, have aches and pains. You know, you go to the doctor, my left knee hurts. Well, what do you expect at your age? And
yeah.
the answer is, I expect my left knee to be like my right knee. You know, so we have to really begin to look at the ways in which we are brainwashed by the culture. We're brainwashed into deterioration, into the belief in deterioration.
Yeah.
And Dr. Bruce Lipton, who was a med school professor, discovered that the cell membrane is the brain of the cell, not the nucleus.
Mm-hmm.
And the cell membrane is in touch with the environment, and it is the environment that determines how the genes are expressed. So what is the environment? It's, of course, the air you breathe and the water you drink, but it's more than that. It's the thoughts that you think.
Yes.
And every thought...
I believe that.
Yeah, every thought has a biological consequence in the body. There's a cool book that just came out by Ashton Applewhite. It's called This Chair Rocks, A Manifesto Against Ageism. Kind of a wonderful, wonderful book.
All right, I'm writing that down. We got to go to break, though.
Okay.
All right, so I hope you'll stay with us. We only have one more segment left. It's going to go by real fast. My guest is Dr. Christiane Northrup. You can go to amatalife.com. I'm taking the product myself, and I already feel better. It's only been, I think, less than 2 weeks. But I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Dr. Christiane Northrup. And, you know, I love that you have been supporting women for so many years and that your books are actually in 20 different languages. I think that's fantastic.
I think it's a miracle.
oh my God, 20 different languages. I couldn't even believe that when I started seeing that. Now, I want to ask you two different things. I know this is going to go by fast. Is Amata a hormone replacement therapy? There's talk out there about bioidentical hormone therapy. I'm confused about all of that.
Oh, good. Let me make that really clear.
Okay.
A bioidentical hormone exactly matches the kind of hormone found in the female human body. Okay, so those are generally prescription, and they are made originally from soybeans or yams, and then they're biologically changed, but they exactly match what's found in the female human body. What is patented in those hormones is the delivery system, because you cannot patent a naturally occurring hormone. However, those are considered, those are mammalian sex steroids. The Amata is Pararium morifica, which contains a very potent phytoestrogen. That is a plant estrogen with estrogen-like properties. However, this is the crucial difference. It's a plant sterol. It is not a steroid, so it's a very different mode of action. And plants and humans evolved together on the planet, so we have the ability to metabolize plant hormones. There are phytoestrogens in almonds, in apples, in broccoli, but this particular plant has a very high content of what's called murestrol. And if you want to read all about that, purestrol.com is the website you would go to. But this, unlike the regular mammalian estrogens, which land on the alpha estrogen receptor, there's alpha and beta, these land on the beta estrogen receptor, and therefore they act more like what's called a SERM, a selective estrogen receptor modulator. And so therefore they're not a growth hormone. In other words, they don't contribute to abnormal growth of the lining of the uterus. The Pararium morifica does have one interesting effect that some women experience, and that is it has a collagenase inhibitor in it, which means that it stops the breakdown of some connective tissue in the body. So sometimes women find their breasts get perkier, which I don't think is a bad thing.
It is not a bad thing. And I think that is really funny and silly and delightful. Now, tell me this. What is, you talk about nitric oxide.
Yeah.
Now, and one of your books is The Secret Pleasures of Menopause. I have a bunch of your books on the way being shipped. I love that you have a children's book, Beautiful Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered that one. I have an 11-year-old daughter. But what is the nitric oxide, and does it create pleasure? Like, what's that doing?
Okay, I believe that when we all just listen to that last song, our nitric oxide levels increase.
So
nitric oxide is an gas, literally, that's produced by the endothelial one cell lining of every blood vessel in the body, and there's a blood vessel within a micron of every single cell of the body. So that means when you are having an uplifting conversation, when you're eating healthy vegetables like this season's heirloom tomatoes, this nitric oxide, the molecule of life force, actually increases in the body, and it goes all over simultaneously. And here's the other part about it that's so exciting. It's the uber neurotransmitter. It actually helps balance your levels of dopamine, serotonin, beta endorphin, all the stuff for which women are often prescribed psych meds, like Zoloft and Paxil and so on. Now, the fastest ways to increase nitric oxide are doing anything that's uplifting and makes you laugh. I've been watching The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt every night and laughing my ass off. That is the funniest show ever. Tina Fey wrote it. And or sex is helpful, whether with someone else or with yourself. Meditation will also increase nitric oxide. And there's a whole bunch of different vitamins and supplements that you take that can also increase nitric oxide. So basically, it's anything that is uplifting and what I would call pro-life in the most basic sense.
Okay, and I love that you say this whole 30-day thing to look in the mirror and start your day every day saying, I love you, and really saying it, you know, I really love you. And then you said by day 20, you start to believe it. Now,
yeah,
is that
really interesting that happens? You're someone will wake up inside your eyes who's been trying to get your attention for most of your life, and she will say, oh, thank you. Finally, thank you so much, because I have been trying so hard to get your attention. You know, I was at the Oprah Super Soul sessions in April, and she talked about saying to her body, going into the mirror and finally thanking her body and saying, thank you for sticking with me, because she said how abusive she'd been and, you know, hating her body because it didn't fit into these jeans. And it was a very profound and real and moving moment, you know, when she got up on stage and did that.
Oh, I just love her, and I loved your interview with her. And we are out of time. Can you just share one last thing in 30 seconds? What is the real pleasure of menopause?
Oh, the real pleasure of menopause is you get to be your radiant, radical, fabulous self with no apologies. Thank you.
And it's not about being rude.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. It's never about that. It's about loving yourself enough. When you love yourself, it spreads to others. And this is not about being, you know, some kind of narcissistic self. Yeah, we don't like that.
No. Well, thank you so much for being here today. You are welcome to come back anytime. I really struggled with listening to you and conducting the interview because I just wanted to learn everything that you have to say. Oh, but it was a pleasure. So you can go to amatalife.com. You can even go to drnorthrup.com. And she's got all of these amazing books out there that I have on their way being shipped to my house right now. I want to thank you again for listening. And I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.